all. Welcome to our Stories of Recovery podcast, told by stroke survivors and caregivers who live it. Each session, we have the privilege to hear the journey of a stroke survivor or a caregiver telling us their personal experiences with strokes. Through these stories, we hope you will be able to relate and know that you are not alone. Today, June 28th, 2021, I am speaking with stroke survivor, board member, and chair yoga instructor, Ashley. Ashley, thank you for taking the time to speak with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So, are you ready to jump right into the questions?
Absolutely.
All right, our first one is, please let us know a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I'm Ashley, and first of all, I love summer. I love warm weather. I love being outside. I absolutely love yoga, and I'm very involved in that. I love animals, and another thing I like doing in summer is I like spending time in the garden.
Yes, you mentioned that earlier today. I don't notice a sunburn, though, so that's
good. That is good, yeah.
Are you sore, or are you okay?
A little bit sore, yeah.
Aloe vera.
Yes, yes.
It helps. Next question is, when did you have your stroke?
I had my stroke in 2013.
And what was your first reaction to your diagnosis?
Well, I had my stroke during brain surgery. So I came out of surgery, and that's when I couldn't move my right side. And when I was awake enough that they gave me the diagnosis, I think my first reaction was disbelief. I did not feel that someone at my age could have a stroke. So yeah, I would say it was disbelief.
Do you mind if I ask how old you were?
I was 26 at the time. It was just before my 27th birthday.
Wow. Do you know many stroke survivors that were even younger than you?
No, although during my rehabilitation, I went to the movement center, and at the movement center there, I met other young stroke survivors, but the first part of my recovery was at Riverview, and there, I was on the ward, and nobody was even my age, so when it first happened to, I had, you know, the misunderstanding that it was just something that affected the older population, and so I didn't understand how it could affect me, how it did affect me, and with that, no, I did not know other young stroke survivors, unfortunately.
And then, kind of following up with that, what did your rehabilitation include, and how long did it take?
Well, like I said, right after I got to the from the hospital, I went straight into Riverview, and I was there for 4 months, and that involved what Riverview involves, which is occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy, and I had some other things while I was there too. I also had acupuncture, and I was seeing a counselor. So that was 4 months, and then from there I went home and then had some outpatient stuff. The outpatient physio and outpatient occupational therapist and speech. And I went to the movement center. And there I was once a week for quite a while. So as far as how long it lasted, I would say that's kind of gray, because I think that post-stroke, every day is still part of the recovery, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about a support system?
I had a very good support system. I had a very close family. My sister was very helpful in my recovery. She was my pillar, and other family members were very close as well. And like I said, I saw a therapist through my recovery, so had sessions with her that were extremely valuable, and Friends were close. I had a very good support system, which I think is very valuable through recovery.
Definitely. When I was speaking with Barry, he said he lost quite a few friends. Mm. Did you experience any of that?
Well, I think that from the outside perspective, it can be challenging because here's a friendship, here's a relationship, and here's a person that you know. And then this takes place, and it is something totally unfamiliar and totally different, and possibly even, especially for young stroke survivors, it's something totally new. So some people, yeah, might not know how to process it or know how to even come into that situation and carry themselves or how to interact. I had friends that stayed and stayed strong, and friendships that stayed strong and even got stronger, because that is trauma then that you are able to bond through and connect through. It is something that can make a friendship a lot stronger. However, yeah, I would say there were people in my life that just weren't able to be present, and then it may have diminished a little bit, or just kind of, you know, there was a bit more space between us during that time.
All right. And what did you find was the hardest obstacle you had to overcome?
I would say it's being a young stroke survivor and being so kind of removed from what's stroke recovery and what that looks like, and then coming out of Riverview and into mainstream society, I distinctly remember that being a challenge, because in Riverview you're surrounded by people who are in almost exactly the same situation you're in. So, struggling with the same things, excelling at things that you can relate to and you can connect with, and everybody has similar lives. You're going down to therapy sessions on a regular basis, but coming back into mainstream society and just kind of getting a slap in the face about how difficult that this was gonna be, just returning back to regular life. So then I'm in a place where absolutely everything is set up for people that have full mobility and full accessibility, and that was what I was functioning in 6 months ago, but now I have to learn how to adapt and ways to adapt. So not only learning the system, but learning myself in that system. And I would say, for what's coming to mind right now, that would probably be it as far as what was the most challenging.
And what would you say the easiest thing that you were able to achieve, I guess?
The easiest thing, well, and I don't know if I would say easy, but I think the most comfortable would probably be kind of where I ended up with teaching yoga. I think that was one thing that I kind of turn to for consolation and comfort a lot of times during recovery. I was living alone and would even push myself a lot for doing recovery exercises and stuff, but a lot of the time I would just sit down and do yoga and just have some time to, you know, be quiet and be still and find that peaceful rest. And that, like I said, I don't know that I would use the word easy, but I think that probably felt like the most comfortable out of my recovery.
And as one of our yoga instructors, when did you start teaching yoga?
Well, and that too kind of had like its ups and downs through stroke recovery. I started yoga and committing to yoga a year before surgery, because I lost my license when the seizure diagnosis came, and I had to be off work, so I had a lot of time, and that was something I was drawn to as well for that time period, and got really into it and really committed to a practice. And then too, when the stroke happened and my mobility was taken away, with the lack of understanding that I had of strokes, I thought I would never do yoga again. So through recovery, as that, you know, the yoga practice came back to me, and it was something that I became passionate about and wanted to share with others. So it was in 2016 that I went to India for yoga teacher training. So since then I've been teaching yoga.
I did not know you went all the way to India for that.
I did.
Yes. How was that experience?
It was wonderful. It was great. I met some wonderful people, made some excellent friends, and the experience was just very memorable. It was 5 weeks of just every day, all day doing yoga and seeing the Indian culture and being in that environment while learning how to teach yoga.
And just out of curiosity, what was their standpoint or views on strokes opposed to our lack of awareness here in North America?
Well, and there too, I think that they were a little bit cautious having me come there, you know, a recent stroke survivor, and having, like, coming across internationally for the yoga teacher training. But the instructors were very cautious about respecting where I was at and also respecting, like, my boundaries with stuff. I had a fairly, I would say, good knowledge of where I could go and where my limitations were, so they were very aware of that and just, yeah, mindful of respecting that. And we connected before the weeks started to kind of go over anything and, like, if anything came up to discuss it and be open-minded about it. And yeah, I think that was a learning experience both for the teacher training as well as just different recovery aspects that were part of the recovery for me as well. It was a growing experience inside and out.
Sounds very exciting and intriguing. Thank yes. you for sharing that. I didn't know that. So my next question is, what does life look like for you now?
My life right now, well, work-wise, I'll start there, it's teaching a lot of yoga and connecting with a lot of stroke survivors, both, and when we're doing in-person stuff, it's in-person and locally, as well as and online. So connecting with those communities, I think, is wonderful because it's just kind of sharing my story and sharing what I think are great resources through recovery with others. So helping them as they take their steps through recovery and on their journey. And that's a large part of my work life. And then personal life, I'd say, yeah, right now, spending a lot of time in the garden and spending a lot of time outside. And then, yeah, just spending time with friends and my relationship and finding things that make me smile.
That's definitely important. What resources did you find were most beneficial and helped the best?
I would say two very important things, and we've touched on both of them today, but I'd like to loop back to that. I think the two most important things that come to mind through recovery would be support and mental health. So nourishing both of those things, finding that support, whether that support is other humans, whether it's animals, whether it's, you know, finding time to even journal, and then mental health, and that too, whatever it looks like. If it's reaching out to a friend, if it's talking to a therapist, just those two things I'd say would be very important through recovery.
In regards to both of those, do you have certain resources that individuals could reach out to? We've had lots of phone calls lately and not direct areas of where we can send them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for support, I'd say that people could start with support groups. And I know we have support groups here at the Stroke Recovery Association. And a young stroke survivors group, as well as a general?
Not currently,
just the young stroke survivors?
The young stroke survivors, okay. And then we have the stroke survivor phone calls.
Phone calls, okay. So there's resources for support groups here. I would say that is a good place to start. And searching them online is a great way to connect with other like survivor support groups and also connect with other things. I mean, myself, I have, you know, classes and mindfulness and meditation. Those are resources that I offer, and I'm happy to connect with other survivors as well. And then as far as the mental health goes, my sister has a therapy practice, Voth Family Therapy, and their therapists are definitely happy to work with survivors as well and have sessions. And yeah, I think that it's something that we are working on here to also have as listed as resource in the upcoming book.
We're hoping so. Okay. I'm not in charge, so.
Okay. I know that is information that we've talked about, so.
Yes, it has been.
I'll make sure that it makes its way into there now that I've said it.
I believe that was one of the chapters I was told about, so.
Okay.
Think we're good, but yes, we've been having a lot of phone calls about that mental mm-hmm. health and mm-hmm. depression, and
yes,
so thank you for that. That mm-hmm. helps. The next one is, how has the Stroke Recovery Association Manitoba supported you? What programs have you attended?
I haven't attended any programs as far as classes go. Well, attended as a attendee. I've attended as a teacher, teaching chair yoga classes, and I think that I really connected with what the Stroke Recovery Association is offering to survivors, and I came in to offer and kind of bring to the table the chair yoga classes, and I still remember Nikki's reaction. She came running over to her office and just said, yes, yes, yes. So I am very thankful to this day for that excitement and that opportunity. I really enjoy the classes and connecting with other survivors on a regular basis. And whether it's been online now or back in the day when we were in person, whatever dynamic and whatever format it takes, it is very, very good. I think it's valuable for both myself and the students, the attendees.
And you are a part of our board as well.
Yes.
And how's that going?
That's great. I've really enjoyed the perspective of being kind of behind the scenes and in that, you know, connecting with and discussing kind of what the building blocks are and what contributes to making the Stroke Recovery Association flourish and stronger and what are ways that we can improve. It's been good. I love the meetings.
Awesome. What are your goals for the future?
My goals for the future. Well, speaking of books, and I haven't said this to too many people, but I'll come out and say it on the podcast. I am also starting a book. So it's a goal of mine to have this book, which will be a memoir, published at some point, written at some point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck and congratulations
well,
on that.
Well, thank you. I need to tell more people so I'm more accountable. Yes. Yeah, I would say that would be a goal. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just to continue finding ways to help stroke survivors grow as a stroke survivor myself, and also as a community.
Lovely. And one final question for you. It's, what would your final message be to our listeners?
My final message would be that there's an endless amount of challenges, but I would say right now, in this space, focus on self-acceptance. that's one thing that I think we all struggle with to some level. And as a stroke survivor, it's incredibly challenging being in this new space that there may be a lot of conflict inside about. So self-acceptance is a good place to start.
Any suggestions on how to do so?
Well, I have a short meditation, a very short meditation that it is available on Insight Timer for free. And you can find it there, or if you want to reach out to me, I can definitely pass that along.
Awesome. So thank you so much, Ashley, for sharing your story with us. Your words will surely resonate with many others. And thank you for listening to our Stories for Recovery podcast. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. If you are looking for support, please reach out to the stroke recovery community through our website at www.strokerecovery.ca or by phone at 204-942-2880. Take care and have a great day.